Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
If you've gotten the diagnosis that your child generally over the age of 5 has asthma and chronic asthma, you're wondering then what the treatments, and you think to yourself, oh, steroids for the rest of their lives, you know, rescue inhalers. It might not be as complicated as all that. And my guest is Dr. Chitra Dinakar, and she's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. So tell us about the medications. What is the first line of defense if you diagnose a child with asthma? What is the first thing you do with parents?
Clearly, a child with asthma is going to have bronchospasm or tightening of the bronchial tubes or the airways, and you want to relieve their symptoms. So the first-line treatment is what some people call reliever. Others use the term rescue. Others use the term short-acting beta agonist, or you might see the term albuterol. So you would prescribe the rescue or the reliever medicine that will relax the muscles of the smooth of the airways, and the child can breathe better. So all children with asthma should be prescribed albuterol to help improve their symptoms.
So how does it work? And you know, the various anti-inflammatory agents and bronchodilators and things that are on the market, how do they work, Dr. Dinakar, in children? And are they something that, you know, is it safe for them to be using these long term?
Good question. Now, albuterol works by relaxing the muscles of the airways that became tight. So, in effect, it's just a reliever. It doesn't really change the inflammation that made the muscles tighten in the first place, or the swelling or the edema that's occurring around the airways. So, to treat that, one would need anti-inflammatory medication, and the most commonly prescribed medicine are inhaled steroids. The reason they're most commonly prescribed is because studies over and over again have shown that they are very effective and safe when used in the long run. Naturally, no mother or no parent wants their child to be on medications forever and ever, your pediatrician will assess your child periodically to determine the need for these medications on a long-term basis. And really, the need for these medications is determined by your child's symptoms. If your child's doing really well and the asthma seems well controlled, then they'll try to step down the dose. If the child's not doing well, and then they may have to step up the dose so that they prevent further complications.
So, Dr. Dinakar, what is the goal of treatment for these children? What does it mean to have well-controlled, you know, you mentioned if it's well-controlled, what does that even mean, you know, and what is the goal of treatment? What are the signs that your child's asthma is not being well-controlled?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So, the term well-controlled that I used is obviously something that doctors would understand, because mean it for the patient to mean that the child's doing well, no coughing, no shortness of breath or wheezing, chest tightness, the child sleeps well at night, doesn't wake up, and the child is able to do what a normal child should do, which is take part in activities, play sports and exercise. The child doesn't have to go to the emergency room because they're sick or to the urgent care visit. The child's able to attend school, you know, lead a normal life, no absences, no missed work for the parent or caregiver, and above all, you know, the lung function that you measure in the spirometry is looking great and the child's growing well. So these are some of the signs and symptoms that parents should look for in their child who is on good treatment and is being managed well.
Okay, and so if it is being managed well and it's under good control, there are medications, as you mentioned, but what can parents do to sort of be an adjunct to those medications? You know, obviously, if our children are on inhaled steroids or they keep that albuterol with them when they're out and about and doing things, you know, what can we do above and beyond that to help with our children's asthma, to keep it under control?
Correct. So asthma has different causes that I talked about briefly earlier, there are irritant causes that cause asthma. Tobacco smoke exposure. So there, if you know, try to cut back on smoking, try to stop smoking, and do not smoke around the child or in the home or in the car, even if the windows are down. So tobacco smoke is something that we want to avoid. There are other irritants like fireplace smoke. So wood-burning stoves may sometimes trigger asthma in children. So if you have other options, you could do that. Be careful about chemical fumes, cleaning agents, perfumes. So strong odors, strong smoke can trigger asthma. So you want to check your house and make sure that you are keeping a clean environment in terms of air control or air quality for your child. Now, allergies trigger asthma. Some allergens you can do something about, like house dust and dust mites, encasing mattress, box springs, and pillows with allergen, hypoallergenic covers, washing the bedding in hot water at 130 degrees weekly to kill the dust mites, vacuuming regularly with a high-efficiency particulate vacuum, and reducing indoor humidity to between 30 to 50%, minimizing use of carpets, upholstered furniture. That helps keep the dust mites low.
If you have animals, so if it's an allergic asthma attack that's prompted by some allergy to something, and maybe pets or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So if you have pets and on history, meaning you can tell the child is allergic to the pet because every time the child's around the pet, the child has symptoms, then that's obvious. You want to do something about it. Sometimes you can't tell on history if the pet is in the house. But on testing, you can make out that the child is allergic. You want to do some measures then. Try to get the pet out of the house would be great. But if not, at least out of the bedroom, regular cleaning. And so pet allergy is definitely very important to identify if you have pets at home.
So how should parents work with their child's school to manage asthma during the school day? You know, what do we want? Do we keep that rescue inhaler at the office? And then along those lines, what age can children start to kind of manage their own symptoms?
Excellent. Yes, definitely, most definitely. Every child should have the rescue inhaler albuterol in school, usually with a school nurse and with written instructions that your doctor will happily provide with indications on when the child should need the albuterol. Sometimes the albuterol is required before sports for some children or after sports for others, but definitely it has to be there for use if at all your child needs it. In terms of when is a child ready to manage their symptoms, it really varies between children, but I start hoping for a child who's 7, 8, 9 to start being able to tell the parents when they have an issue and to start becoming more cognizant of their symptoms. I certainly talk directly to the child during the visit and have them try and understand the signs and symptoms. But
so
children are variable.
Well, and you do have to kind of know your own child. So in the last minute here, Dr. Dinakar, give us your best advice for managing asthma symptoms and the medications and things that go right along with it.
The child and the parent should be encouraged to try and identify the child's individual symptoms that suggest asthma. There should always be rescue albuterol available with a spacer, but the mainstay of therapy if the child needs daily treatment would be inhaled steroids that are pretty effective and safe to use in children.
And that's some of the ways to manage and control the symptoms of children and asthma so that you know it's a well-controlled situation. And that's really what it's about for both the pediatricians and you and your child. And of course, it's about keeping your children healthy right here on Healthy Children. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.